You're listening to the SK Hobbies AZ podcast with your host, Stitch. That's me. Stay tuned. I am Stitch, and this is the SK Hobbies AZ podcast, episode number 10. We finally made it. Finally made it to a 10-pack. All right, so it's been about a week and a half since we've had an update for you guys. Current weather outside is in the 80s. We did have last week, we got up to 103 degrees here in Phoenix. So the heat is right there, and it's creeping up on us. So it's gonna get tough to get out there and play with our tiny trucks. So what we have going on here at SK Hobbies AZ? Well, been doing a lot of designing. Been working on a couple of separate projects, including I redesigned a new logo for SK Hobbies. YouTube, and so designed up a new logo, and got t-shirts made up for me and the wife and the kids, and I'll be getting a video put up here soon with the t-shirts and show them off to everybody. But if everybody goes over to my YouTube channel, you'll see the new logo. It's up there on the banner, and it's also the little icon you see. But that logo, on the channel is kind of got a khaki background or a desert tan background. With that being said, our new shirts are desert tannish, khaki, still kind of, investigating on what we really want to do color wise for shirts, but we wanted something different than black. But I will be designing a reverse logo where the state of Arizona outline and the podcast will be inverted to, into the whitish color to go on a black shirt, because we're going to be having those. Actually looking at purchasing some additional shirts and getting them done up to sell. So if anybody is interested in that, you know, please jump into my Facebook Messenger and let me know that you're interested in it. Looking at probably going to be about $20 to buy the shirt. And we're going to look at the shipping. Possibly shipping would be an additional $5. So if you order multiple shirts, I'm sure the shipping will still be the same at $5. But anyways, we also got some military green shirts that we did the logo up on too. And we've done it a little bit different. My previous shirts just had SK Hobbies AZ written across the front of it. This one, we did two kind of logos where it's a small one over where like your chest area. It's a small little state of Arizona where it has the SK Hobbies AZ written in it. And on the back, it's got the larger back piece done up with the SK Hobbies AZ. We also threw in the YouTube logo and Podbeam logo, because that's who hosts my podcast, is Podbeam. And then also threw a silhouette of my wife's favorite rig, and that's her Axial SCX 10-2 with the Toyota 4Runner body on it. So we did kind of a silhouette of her RC and got it put down there like it's kind of climbing along the incline of the bottom of the state of Arizona. So kind of personalized a little bit. I hope you guys enjoy it. If anybody's interested in buying shirts, let me know. We'll definitely add to the numbers of what I'm going to purchase and get done up and try to reduce the cost and maybe do a little support for the channel along the way. So I'm sure I'll probably do some giveaways with some t-shirts and give them away. Any of the events we go to, we'll be bringing those out. And also, we've redone the stickers, too. And I've started making those myself. And so I've got stickers that I've also got. And if you buy a shirt, you'll also get probably one or two stickers thrown in there to go along with it for your RC car or for your sticker collection for your wall. All right. So next next up on the topic, we're going to talk a little bit about the backyard crawler course. So we got out there, my wife, she's kind of taken on this project herself, but we did get some concrete that we took out there, and we covered up all of the wood with concrete and made a kind of curb incline, which both the SCX 10-2, the 10th scale rigs, and also the 24 scales can actually kind of climb up it pretty easy. So we got that coming. I'm going to get out there hopefully this one of these evenings when it's a little bit cooler out, and we'll do some running on the SCX 24s out there and throw up some video about that. The next thing up is I've got the my Arma Kraken, which is the Creighton XL conversion. I've got the electronics put back into that, and we're pretty much good to go. I'm going to be selling it as a almost ready to run, because I'm not going to sell a controller and receiver with it. So you'll have to get your own RX and TX if you're interested in that. But everything that I had up before, all of the spare parts, a spare set of tires, which were the original tires that came on the Creighton, and the set of backflips that I have on it now. So I think it's the Copperhead 2s that came with the Creighton EXB. Those tires I'm given in with the car too. So I think we're going to start off pricing it right around, I think, $850. So if anybody's interested in that, let me know. It is going to be our best offer, but it'll also be up on my my Facebook page. It'll be in the AZRC Bashers group, and it'll also be on Facebook Marketplace, and then I'll have it also over on OfferUp. If you are not located in the Phoenix area, I won't have shipping available on those. But if you message me, we can talk about shipping and deal with that exterior to those platforms. But what's included in it is I put the Castle system back in it, the Monster Mamba X with the, and that's the 8S ESC, and also the 1717 motor that's back in it. So you've got plenty of power. You can run it on 8S if you want, but it's got power for days still on 6S, and it doesn't heat up as bad as I thought it was going to. It runs really good at, you know, on that temperature. I've got one fan I put on it just to get some air circulation moving in there, but I didn't really have any heating issues through the winter here running that thing. The other projects I've been working on has been on the 3D printer. I've been working on designing and putting together some scale SCX 24 shells for me and the kids and the wife's SCX 24. So currently right now I'm kind of working on a Chevy Blazer, old school Blazer. And I'll kind of throw a little hint out there. I'm going to turn it into an old school police cruiser for my son on his deadbolt platform. So I've already picked up the lighting kit, which we'll talk about that once I get it installed, but it's not a lighting kit for RCs. It's going to run off of a 9-volt battery, but we're going to give a shout out to that company in the YouTube video that I put out for it. And then we'll talk about it on a future podcast about the install and what it took to get this up and running. So still having a little issues with getting it to print out properly on the printer. I've already printed it three times now, and it's not quite printing out the way that I want it to look. So I'm going back into the drawing and doing a little bit more editing with it to get it to print out. I didn't start with, you know, from scratch with building this. So it's definitely not something I'm going to sell on this body. Even with all the extra design work that I've been putting into it, someone else built this. And I'm just kind of manipulating it to do what I want it to do. And with that being said, I don't own the royalties of it. Someone else does. But I am working on designing my own bodies. And once I get those designed, I probably will throw a couple of those up for sale, especially out at events. I might design some up and print them out and bring them out to the events and sell them here locally. And you'll probably be able to, if you're interested, you can buy them through my Facebook page. But other than that, not much else is going on. We're doing a lot of reorganizing of the house, getting ready to move my mother into the house to live with us. So that's going to be a transition. So we've been concentrating a lot on getting the house squared away for, you know, getting my mother out of her house so we can put her house up for sale and she can live a little bit closer to us and her grandkids. So other than that, summer's here in my book. It's already hot outside. It's going to get hotter. And we're going to be getting out and doing some night crawling and working on our crawler course in the backyard as best as we can early in the mornings on the weekend. And we'll get some footage on that. So I'm going to cut this one. This is just a short little update. You know, I don't really have a lot to put out, but I just wanted to get another podcast out there to you guys and let you guys know what's coming on. And stay tuned to the YouTube channel. We're going to have a couple of videos coming up, you know, especially this one. I still haven't gotten out the Verado one yet. And I've got to do an introductory for that video and get that one edited up. And then I should have that out hopefully this week. So you guys definitely stay tuned for that. But other than that, I think I'm gonna cut this one short. It's a short episode. It's probably only gonna be about 12 minutes long. But at least I got it done and I got some information out to you guys. Stay tuned. Hopefully I'll have some more information next week. But I'm Stitch, SK Hobbies AZ, and I'm out.